who are you?
My name is Jordy White.
And Jordy, what band are you playing in?
The Nine Inch Nails.
And Jordy, who do you have beside you?
This is Aaron North.
From?
He is in Nine Inch Nails, too.
Yeah, what he said.
Jordy, Queensryche. What's the importance of Queensryche?
What is the importance of Queensryche? I think I'm going through a Queensryche phase right now.
Because we're in the Northwest. We're in Vancouver. The Nine Inch Nails are playing in Vancouver. What sort of shouts out to Queensryche are the Nine Inch Nails going to do tonight? Because Queensryche are overlooked oftentimes with the Seattle scene, aren't they?
Well, I think that's when Trent asked me who's going to open up for us. I thought he was talking about Queensryche, not Queens of Stone Age. So, first...
Ba-boom.
Ba-boom. I was not let down, but I was surprised. I was looking for Jeff Tate. And then got Josh Homme, you know, so.
Have you seen any recent Queensryche gigs at all?
No, I haven't seen any recent Queensryche gigs. I saw them plenty. I saw them on the Rage for Order tour. I saw them on Operation Mindcrime and Empire. And but now they got some dude who wears like Motorhead t-shirts in the band, like Chris DeGarmo, the original guitar player, is no longer playing with them, so. I haven't seen that lineup, so I don't know if it's good or not. I'm sure it's great.
I heard it's incredible. They played Vancouver recently. They did one set of the classics, Aaron.
You're asking the wrong guy, man. Queensryche isn't my bag, man.
Come on, you're going on tour with them for 3 years. You'd think you could get into the Reich.
It's a little before my time, I think, maybe. I don't know.
So they did all the classics, Jordy, and then for the second bit of the set...
Mindcrime, right?
Yeah, what is Operation Mindcrime? It's like a play that they do? I love this out. They do a play?
Well, they do do some interaction with video screens, kind of like, you know, what you'll be seeing at our show tonight. I think, you know, it's good times. But if you're really in the know, they're coming out with Operation Mindcrime 2.
Oh, that sounds really good. I just love it. A play. It's like a puppet show, basically.
Basically. They can have puppets. That's a good idea. Like Eddie, like... version, you know, Maiden used to have the Eddies to come out, and I'm sure they can have, you know, big Jeff Tates come out, paper mache, Jeff Tates on puppets.
Jordy of the Nine Inch Nails, what's it like touring with Black Sabbath?
I toured with them for Ozfest when I was playing for Marilyn Manson. I didn't see their show once.
But you are playing with Black Sabbath tonight, aren't you? Aren't the Nine Inch Nails playing with Black Sabbath? Or aren't you in Black Sabbath tonight, Jordy?
You know, I am Black Sabbath, actually. Not only am I in Black Sabbath, but I am Black Sabbath. I'm all the members of Black Sabbath, with excluding from Ozzy, all the other weird singers that they had. I'm all those guys.
Yes, you are very Black Sabbathian, because you actually...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm the Black Sabbath when Dan Spitz's brother was playing bass for him. I don't know who was singing, but...
You are Jordy of Nine Inch Nails, but you are playing tonight with Black Sabbath because, here's a quote, actually, Ronnie James Dio and Trent Reznor are the same person. That's what you said.
Did I?
What are the similarities between Ronnie James Dio, a Black Sabbathian singer, and Trent Reznor?
They both have dark hair. And I guess... If you in the Perfect Drug video, I think Trent has a goblet, so that's kind of like Dio a little bit.
And
a long time ago.
And here we are in Canada, Aaron. We're in Canada. Jordy's been singing the praises of Queensryche, which is not part of Canada, but it's close to it. You know, Seattle.
Right, Seattle.
You're in Canada, so are you excited? Kitty, the band Kitty, your favorite.
Is that still a band, Kitty?
I think they still are rocking. They may have had a few member shakeups. What do you remember about Kitty? You were a big Kitty fan, weren't you?
No, actually, but I don't know where this is coming from, but they're not from Vancouver, are they?
I thought they were a fan of your previous band, Icarus Line. They had some Icarus Line posters up in their videos.
Oh, yeah. I believe I saw members of Kitty at a couple Icarus Line shows. That was about the extent of that, you know. I don't know. I don't really follow metal, let alone... girls.
I was in like 20 metal bands. I'm sure you know all of them.
Well, I don't know all of them. However, I am very impressed, though, Jordy, that you've been Melissa Ofdemowering recently. Canadian. Well, not really recently, but Canadian Melissa Ofdemower.
Yeah. And I also am having a new love for Rush, too.
A new love?
Well, yeah, I never liked them growing up, but now.
Can you agree on that at all, Aaron?
I can't back Rush. I mean, I like some, you know, Tom Sawyer. It's killer. But other than that, I don't really follow. I'm not. But he's the guy, man.
Fly by Night.
That's great to hear re-entering into a Rush phase. Here we are again in Vancouver, and specifically about Vancouver. Was Trent excited to get into Vancouver, do you know?
Yes, absolutely excited. Actually, we have a friend here, mutual friend, Dave Ogilvie.
Dave the Rave.
Dave the Rave. Well, I just saw him. He's in there, and he's already causing trouble.
The skinny puppy connection.
Yes.
Because if there was no puppy, there would be...
No dog?
No Nine Inch Nails, maybe?
Nails. The old dog. You know, like, it's like, you know, you call people dogs. Trent's the dog, you know.
Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, actually Burnaby to be specific, is also the home of Michael J. Fox.
Oh, I was not aware of that, but...
And Michael J. Fox starred in the movie with Trent Reznor called...
Light of Day.
Light of Day.
That's why we're here.
That's the Canadian connection. Light of Day, Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada.
Also starring Joan Jett, right?
Joan Jett was in there. Have you met Michael J. Fox and Joan Jett?
And I think they probably played the same role in that movie, because I think they're the same person.
They were in a band, I think. What was the band called? The Pleasuresaurus or something like that?
I don't know.
Speaking of Nine Inch Nails, the crew. What's the crew for the Nine Inch Nails? I mean, we have you, Jordy. You were also in some other bands like Marilyn Manson and Amboogalard.
Yep.
And you, Aaron, were in the Icarus Line and the Cankerosaurus. What about the crew? Are there any interesting crew members? I'm sure there must be some guys that were in some cool bands that are hanging out with you guys.
Your technician, by the way, was in Skatenigs.
Yes.
An alternative tentacles band, perhaps.
That really... and the keyboard tech was in Skatenigs. They're both in a Skatenigs video.
How about the Dirty Dogs, the crew, the people that the goths have to fight through to get backstage? Any of the crew guys that you want to do shout-outs to that have good stories? You know, bounty hunters, etc.
The people that the fans have to have sex with in order to shake our hands? Those guys?
Yeah. Any of those guys that maybe you want to do a little shout-out to?
You know what? They come and go so fast lately, I don't even know which one. My tech kicks ass. I know that. I don't even know why I'm talking about my techs, but...
The Skatenigs. Maybe it's the Beatniks I was thinking of, who were an alternative tentacles. Beatniks, Skatenigs.
Skatenigs, it's all good.
And majority of Nine Inch Nails, you're playing bass, aren't you?
Yes, and for a few songs, I come out with the guitar.
And some pianos.
And some piano.
Now, this gentleman over here to your right, what can you describe about this gentleman right here? Aaron, he plays the guitar in Nine Inch Nails, doesn't he?
I play the guitar in Nine Inch Nails.
Aaron is known also as the guy that replaced Slash. You replaced Slash.
In a weird way, he did replace Slash.
How did Aaron of Nine Inch Nails replace Slash, Jordy?
Because Robin Fink replaced Slash in Guns N' Roses. So in kind of a weird way, it's all connected.
We're looking at the new Slash right here.
No, I don't have any snakes. And,
there's not too much wrong with Slash, is there? Can you find anything wrong with Slash? I can't find anything wrong with them.
I love Slash. I loved Guns N' Roses.
And Nine Inch Nails, too.
He could be, yeah.
But you tried out, though, and you beat a spot.
Slash? I don't think Slash tried out for Nine Inch Nails. I don't think so. I'm not aware, but...
You, though, Jordy, Twiggy, you also tried out for Metallica.
I did.
Did you know that the cameras were rolling during your tryout?
I did.
Was there a lot of pressure? Did you knew it would be on the DVD, etc.? What was that like, trying out for Metallica?
It was cool. I mean, you saw it. At least it's in the movie. It was fun to go play. You know, they learned some songs. I learned, you know, the first three records, and we just played that. So it was fun to, you know, play with those guys. Absolutely. It was awesome.
Aaron, what is a shirt lifter?
A shirt lifter? A shirt lifter is a slang term for a homosexual in England. That's a word they use for homosexuals.
And you yell shirtlifter at the crowd when the crowd throws water bottles at you. What's the deal between you and water bottles?
I don't think I ever called anyone a shirtlifter in the crowd, but I don't know. People throw stuff at us. Jordy almost got sued the other night for throwing a water bottle.
I think he was talking about lift your shirt, like, you know, because he's first big arena tour, and he's like, ah.
But you haven't done the club tour for a little while, have you? Or have you done some Camp Freddying?
Only once.
But I mean, you're used to the bigger gigs, so maybe there's going to be shirtlifting in the bigger gigs. But Aaron, I think you were talking about the shirtlifter guy that was throwing the water bottles when you were opening for the upper...
Ficked.
Sir?
Cole, which I was there too.
Yes, where his band Icarus Line was opening for you guys. How was the Icarus Line regarded when they were opening for A Perfect Circle?
Awesome. That was great. We were, you know, we heard all these horror stories about them. We thought, like, oh shit, they're going to talk about us on the internet and do stuff, and it's fine.
But what about the water bottles getting thrown? You really don't like that. You like jump in the crowd. Have you done any of that on this tour?
I've been pretty under control. I mean, I'm not out to, you know, whatever. I threw a water bottle on their tour opening for them, and some girl sued me. And coincidentally, I think he threw a water bottle out a couple nights ago, and some girl was mad at him or something. I don't know. People get mad when you throw water bottles or something.
How close has Aaron come to jumping in the crowd, do you think, Jordy?
You've jumped in the crowd, right? Yeah.
But it was an affectionate stage dive. It wasn't like a I'm going to come and hurt you thing.
And you've done a few of those before?
No. That was a long time ago. You know, I've matured.
It's the 90s.
I don't want to give people any ideas, but if somebody wants to throw something at the Nine Inch Nails, what shouldn't they throw at the Nine Inch Nails?
Anything sharp. Yeah, nails.
But like demo CDs. You guys get demo CDs thrown at you?
Coincidentally enough, in Canada, last time we were in Canada, we were in Toronto and someone threw a... Kids throw demo CDs because they want to get signed or something. So someone threw one like a ninja star, and it came and it hit me in the... And it just tore my neck up, like I had a big slice.
It was really good. Music was excellent on it, too.
Jordy, Twiggy, what sort of basses are you playing these days? You sometimes play historic basses, don't you?
Historic basses? Like old ones?
Yeah, I thought like in Marilyn Manson you played like Gene Simmons bass.
I played Nikki Sixx's bass, which is kind of like Gene Simmons. And,
what are you playing tonight?
Funny ones that looked like people from Wasp should play them, like Widows, they're called, actually. They're all really silly looking.
But don't you have a collection of historic basses that were like used by historic bands? Like, did you got any John Entwistle collection or anything like that?
I got Nikki Sixx bass from the Shout of the Devil tour, and I...
No, that's pretty amazing. Don't just skip over that. From the Shout, is that only possibly the best tour ever?
I didn't see it, but I would imagine.
Now, how did you get that? Was that over at Nikki's house, and you were partying with Dave Navarro, and...
Actually, he asked me to play on his record, and I said, okay, I'll do it for you. Give me a bass. And he gave me a bass, and I never played on his record. Not a bass.
Oh, that's a good deal, isn't it?
Yeah. And I have one of the only dime bag basses that exists. So, you know, that dime bag shape that he Washburn, it's like that, but it's a bass, and it's got a big glitter rebel flag, and it's got pictures of him on it going, yeah.
Will any of those be up on stage? Like, or on this tour, are you going to haul out any of those?
I don't think so. I think they're going to stay home.
How about tonight, Aaron? What has Trent bought you?
What has he bought me?
What are you playing tonight?
guitars, Hagstrom's, Fenders. Trent bought me a sandwich once, and Jamba Juice once. We went out and he bought me a Jamba Juice. That's about it, pretty much.
Aaron and Twiggy, Jordy of the Nine Inch Nails. You're on tour here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, with the Nine Inch Nails. You've been in many different bands.
Yes.
I was wondering, what does a Marilyn Manson fan smell like?
Poo? No, I don't know.
How about a Nine Inch Nails fan? What does a Nine Inch Nails fan smell like?
Urine. I guess it would depend, you know.
That's duty.
Because the fans play a very important part with the Nine Inch Nails. And I wanted to read a little quote here from a fan about you guys. I got a view of the guy in the red shirt.
Oh, okay. Is that me?
That's you, who was on Trent's left. And I thought he was Twiggy.
That happens a lot. We people think we're twins or something, and I think our hair is similar, and people yell Twiggy at me, and they probably don't yell Aaron at him, but, you know.
So I kept staring. I found out later it was Aaron North. Oh,
bummer.
Effing hell.
Oh, man.
And And then it continues on to go, Aaron went insane.
I lost it. No, I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Jordy was just sexy.
That's nice.
But what I don't understand is they thought you were sexy until they found out that you weren't Jordy.
Yeah, it's like a... I don't know how that works. He's the sexy one. He brings all the sex. I don't bring much sex.
Come on, you must bring some sex.
I'm not as compared to him. No, he's it's like that, you know.
What about Trent? What about the other guys in the band? Actually, I should say, just winding up, we should talk about the other members of the band. Who else is in Nine Inch Nails? We have Trent Reznor. We have
Alessandro Cortini
and Jerome Dillon.
And anything else we haven't said about them, or anything that we should say about them?
Oh, little trivia, some facts. Alessandro was in, what bands was he in? He was in Everclear for one tour. He was in a band called the Mayfield Four.
Some dude that we just saw in Seattle.
Yeah.
Is he the drummer?
He is the keyboard player. He's Italian.
What's the deal on the imposter, the Nine Inch Nails imposter? Are there Nine Inch Nails imposters out there? Like, isn't the drummer getting impostered?
Oh, yeah, that happens a bit. I guess there's some guy running around L.A. saying that he's the drummer for Nine Inch Nails so we can get free stuff or something.
Jordy, whiskey or speed?
Vodka.
What's...
The 90s. Those were the 90s. Those days are over.
What's it like to get anything you want to get? What's it like being able to get whatever you want to get?
Makes everything really boring, I guess, because you just run out of things to do.
And, Jordy Twiggy, right now you're not wearing a dress.
That is correct.
Now, in Manson, did the dress get you more chicks?
I don't know. That's a good question. No. I was too incoherent to even have sex.
And that's what I was wondering, Jordy. This is a quote from you. I'm obviously not a hermaphrodite, but people seem to think so. There's an area between the two sexes, obviously.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's weird because just to tie this all together, that I used to think that Krista Garmo from Queensryche was actually Jamie Lee Curtis, who allegedly is hermaphrodite. And I thought maybe in a double life that... Because if you look at him, take a look at Jamie Lee Curtis. If this is on TV, you can pop up the thing. Then take a look at Krista Garmo. Same person.
And I'm going to put it right back at you. I heard a rumor that Joan Jett is a hermaphrodite.
Now, what does that actually mean?
I don't know, but you mentioned Joan Jett earlier in an interview. And then, you know, we go back and forth in hermaphrodite and we're bonding together with the 9-inch...
Nails?
In Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Jordy, what was Backstage Pass 3 like?
Backstage?
You were in the movie Backstage Pass 3.
It was?
Yeah, like Corey Feldman was in Meatballs 5, and you were in Backstage Pass 3.
What does that mean?
It's a movie, Backstage Pass 3.
What is it about? I
think it might be a blue movie.
What's a blue movie?
A porno. That was like a 60s term I was using, blue.
No, that's not me.
Backstage Pass, maybe talking about rock fantasies.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Could you please tell me, what was Backstage Pass 3 like, Jordy?
Some dude just says, hey, can I interview you for this movie? And I'm like, okay, sure. And I did it, and I totally forgot about it. Until just now.
And who played you in the movie, do you think?
Well, I didn't know anyone was supposed to... Oh, people actually interacted and played?
Some of those movies, you tell your sex fantasies, and they get porno actors and actresses to act out your fantasies. So if it was a lurid story you told him, perhaps that's how you ended up in Backstage Pass
3. Who played me?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering. Who would you like to play you if you needed somebody to play your life story? I mean, you've been represented in Manson's book. Who would play you, Jordy?
Sully. Sully the Bull.
And what background can you give on Sully the Bull?
Sully the Bull is from... Boston, and he's takes care of, like, if you need to whatever, he'll go get it for you and do stuff like that. I don't know. I just lost for an answer, so I just said Sully the Bull.
Jordy, what is pizza dough good for?
Well, if you I heard once that it's good for masturbating with.
Now, how is that?
I've already discussed this. Read the book.
Ba-boom. In the book, do you talk at all about going to Disneyland with Rob Halford? Did you or Marilyn Manson go to Disneyland with Rob Halford?
No, but it sounds like a great time.
Yeah, I mean, that to me is the ultimate. I mean, you know, you'd be in Marilyn Manson, you get to go to Disneyland with Rob Halford. How about for the Nine Inch Nails? What would be the equivalent in the Nine Inch Nails?
What do you...
Queensryche and...
Queensryche.
Going to see the full Queensryche gig.
Being able to be on stage and play. Him and I will switch the guitars and play Queen of the Reich with Queensryche.
That would be the ultimate fantasy.
Yeah, I think so.
Winding up here, Nine Inch Nails, Jordy and Aaron. You guys are Nine Inch Nails, one of the purveyors of the industrial music genre.
Yes.
Don't you love interviews that begin that way? One of the providers of the...
Yes.
Jordy of the Nine Inch Nails, one of the important bands of the industrial genre is Throbbing...
Gristle?
Throbbing Gristle. Are you aware of Genesis P. Orange and Throbbing Gristle?
To be honest with you, I don't know anything about industrial music except for fucking like Ministry and Nine Inch Nails. I don't know.
But there's a complete tie-in.
I was a metalhead.
But there's a complete tie-in, though. Do you know, Aaron?
With Throbbing Gristle and Nine Inch Nails? I'm not aware, Nardwar. Why don't you tell us?
The tie-in is this. Jordy, you were also Twiggy in Marilyn
Manson.
And you wore a...
dress.
And the lead singer of Throbbing...
Gristle.
Genesis P...
What's
it? Orange is turning himself into a woman.
Really?
Yeah, he is.
Did you know that Vinnie Vincent... You know who Vinnie Vincent is? I don't know if you know.
Vinnie Vincent, the Kiss guy.
Kiss guy on Lick It Up. He is now a woman.
No.
Yes.
What happened?
He's a woman now. That's what I heard.
But is he happy? That's the important thing.
I mean, he looked like a chick anyways. I always thought it was a girl anyways, so...
Are you happy being a man, Jordy?
Yes. See, I actually was a woman. I became a man. It's only in recorded history.
On this particular tour, Trent is somewhere in a bus over there, isn't he, recording?
Can we get that guy on tape? Showed up at the gig. Oh, we missed him.
Trent is recording somewhere on this tour. There's a studio set up, isn't there?
I think there is a bus with a studio on board. I believe that is what is happening, what's going on.
Where do you guys hope to record when Trent gets around to it? There's been so many interesting places that you guys, you know, over to Manson, over to Nine Inch Nails history that have done recordings. Like, you know, the Manson and the Trenting have done, like, Sharon Tate's house. You've done Mortuaries, Harry Houdini. What are you looking forward to? I mean, what more is there?
What do you think? I mean,
don't say Queensryche, Claire.
Jeff Tate's house. Yeah. On Jeff Tate's boat.
But is there any location? Is there any morbid location to go after? Like, are you hoping to get on new recordings? Like, you guys, is there a record going to come out?
Now, we won't record at Happy Places. Yeah. Disneyland. Happiest place on earth.
Disneyland with Rob Halford working on the snare sounds.
On his...
All the black lipstick and the fishnet behind, and it's bright rainbows and unicorns for the rest of from here on out.
Jordan, Twiggy, when you were Twiggy, you recorded with the actual model, Twiggy.
I did.
So now you're back as Jordan. Jordy, have you thought about doing anything with Jordan White of New Kids in the Block?
That's a good idea.
Or how about Jordan? You know, that English woman, Jordan.
Jordan.
Like the Samantha Fox of the 21st century.
Who, there's some kid allegedly Michael Jackson, like, wrote that book, and he said some kid wrote a book, and he's like, tells about these stories, whether they're true or not, about Michael Jackson, and his name was Jordy.
So Jordy and Jordy together.
Yes.
What song would you cover? Do you have a favorite Michael Jackson tune? Or because you were into metal.
Out of My Life.
How into metal were you, Jordy? How into metal? Because there was an interesting scene back then when you were around. Do you remember the metal band Collapsing Lungs from Florida?
Yes, I do. They were kind of sort of like Limp Bizkit or something before there was Limp Bizkit. It was rap rock. You know, I guess Biohazard or some kind of something like that.
Because Florida was such an epicenter of such great metal. Like, just to have been there.
Well, if I'm from Fort Lauderdale, up north in Tampa was all the... there was a lot of death metal from there.
You know, when you search on the internet, you come across these pages like metalsludge.com. And they, have you checked out metalsludge.com at all?
No.
And they have pictures of you, you know, the exposed section of you and Ambugalard.
Uh-huh.
And you're wearing shorts, you got the long hair. I think that's awesome. You know, it's, I think it's like a picture of someone with a mohawk. Like, you were actually there for the total Metal Edge pre-Foundations Forum stuff.
And stuff, yeah, I was there. That was, my first band actually was called The Ethiopians. And it was actually a speed metal cover band where we couldn't write our own songs, so we just covered speed metal songs, like Trapped Under Ice. Or we actually did the whole first side of Among the Living, too, by Anthrax.
Will you be able to introduce any covers into the Nine Inch Nails at all? Winding up here, Jordy and Aaron. Have you been able to introduce any covers? Aside from the Queensryche, you know, have you been able to introduce any covers or any ideas? Have you, or at least for us fans out there, have you jammed on anything? Can I fantasize about Nine Inch Nails jamming on some fun songs?
Like, since we're these other dudes, not the original guys, it's kind of like we're covers, you know?
It kind of is a cover band, you know? We just show up, cover Nine Inch Nails songs, you know?
Don't say that. Don't say that. You're not a cover band. You guys really are the Nine Inch Nails, right? You really are Jordy.
I'm really Jordy.
And you really are Aaron.
Yes.
Aaron, what's it like to have all your fantasies come true? I mean, here you are talking about Fred Durst, and you end up meeting Fred Durst. Here you are talking about the Distillers and getting punched by them, and then you're opening for the Distillers.
I didn't get punched by the Distillers.
But you ended up opening for them after some sort of incident, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So did you have any run-ins at all with Trent? Just lastly, was there any mentions of Nine Inch Nails on BuddyHead.com?
Before I was in the band? I think so, yeah.
In what respect?
I mean, I was a fan of the band, you know, and I think I can't really remember, but I don't think it was anything negative.
He tells it like it is, you know? He just tells people they're shitty. And then they get pissed off because they realize they're shitty and they want to kick his ass.
Yeah. I'm not going out of my way to fuck with anyone who's doesn't deserve to be fucked with.
Yeah. I just think it's great. Be careful what you wish for. I don't know if you wish for any of this, but it's awesome. Like, what more? I mean, what more is there to do? What more?
You should put us playing Wish, some footage from us playing Wish on that song. Be careful what you wish for, and we'll be like...
There you go.
Anything else you want to add to people out there at all? Jordy and Aaron from the Nine Inch Nails.
Be good.
No. I don't really have anything prepared. I don't.
It's okay. You're doing just fine.
You always put me in a you always catch me off guard, Nardwar, you know. Every time I think I know what's going to happen, you come out and with some question about something I would have never thought of. And well done.
I'm going to put it right back at you guys. You put me in an awkward position because you guys are always up to new cool stuff. There's always something wild happening, whether it be teaching me about Queensryche or about learning stuff about guitar techs. Thank you.
Yeah, we're here. We're here. You know,
there's a lot to cover.
Yeah, there is. There's a vast array of goth industrial rock knowledge that we just couldn't cover here today in this short 2-hour interview.
Well, thank you very much, Jordy and Aaron of the Nine Inch Nails. Lastly here.
Okay.
Lastly here, Jordy of the Nine Inch Nails, will the downward spiral ever end?
We only can hope.
All right, well, thanks so much, Aaron and Jordy from the Nine Inch Nails. Keep on rocking in the free world, and doo 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 doo
doo doo.